Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. The band Les Amazons d'Afrique, the Amazons of Africa, is less than a band and more like a collective of women from mostly West Africa, mostly from Mali, who are fighting for gender equality and at the same time making some irresistibly groovy music. Their most recent album is called Amazon Power, and they are here to play some of it for us. This first song is called Fights.
Oh,
Well, that is Les Amazons d'Afrique live here in our studio in a song called Fights, which you will find on their most recent album, the second one by Les Amazons called Amazon Power. Let me introduce you to the Amazons who are with us in the studio today, going from left to right. Fafa Rafino, great to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Also in the middle, we have Mamani Keita. And on the right is Nyariu.
Hey.
Welcome. Fafa, you started that song with some very high, loud singing that I thought was going to shatter all the glass in the studio here. Yeah. Is that about as loud as you sing? Is that as high as you go?
Actually, I did this. It's a kind of shout. It's a kind of, it's coming deep from my soul.
So it's like a call, right?
It's a call, yes. It's a call to say.
To say what? What is that song about?
That song is about the pain, but also the fight and the hope. Because, you know, women are carrying the whole world in their shoulders, actually. Mm-hmm. And most of women in Africa are carrying everything. The thing in Africa is that a good woman, a good girl, a good wife is a silent one. And so when you are like full of something that you are putting all the emotion down and you don't talk, it's a time bomb actually. And one day you just explode. And that is what I'm expressing here at the beginning of the song. It's a woman exploding, you know, because yeah. She was full of emotion. Now she needs to talk. She needs to break the silence and to break the code and say, okay, now stop.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nyariu, there are three of you here today. How big is Les Amazons d'Afrique?
I think Les Amazons d'Afrique never ends. So we are four doing the live, but we are a collective. So a lot of other singers did the album as well. And also Les Amazons is all the women that have something to say, so we are a lot.
So there is kind of a lot to say, and Fafa, you've already started telling us a little bit about it. Give us the story of, you know, the idea behind this collective, this ensemble.
I think the most important idea is to stop, to break the silence. The whole world is stop to the silence. We need to say things. We need to uncover the hiding things, you know, the secret, mm-hmm. all this violence against women. And when I say violence against women, you know, it's not only in Africa, you know, all the women in the whole world are suffering, have things to say. So this band is not only about African women. It's about all the women in the world, and it's about women taking over the world, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, men have, we've had our chance, and look what we've done with it. Now, but there are lots of great African women singers. You know, you think of Umu Sangare and Angelique Kidjo, yes. and so many of. They seem to have struggled to get to where they are. Are women still expected to be the good wife, the good girl, the silent one?
I think everything is changing with the social media, you know. And in Africa, for example, everywhere in Africa, you have, even in the little village, people with mobile phones.
Right.
And this make things change, actually, because if something happened, they can shoot the video, or they can even, I don't know if I can do publicity to WhatsApp. They can WhatsApp, you know. And then, so because of the social media, people are being careful now, you know. They don't want to show their real face or the things they are doing. So this makes things change. Yeah. So maybe now, today, and we want to talk to the new generation, you know. We want to make them understand that things are changing.
Yeah.
Now 2020 is coming with the whole women taking the power back, you know. So this is the whole thing. We love men. This is not the problem. The problem is women should, you know, take care of themselves and stick together. That's the whole point of Amazons d'Afrique, actually.
Okay, I want to come back to that idea in a few minutes of, you know, connecting and communicating this idea with the next generation. But first, I want to hear another song. And Nyaru, it seems like each of the songs, it's not just the three of you are all singing in harmony. There's each of you gets a little feature, right? So we'll get a chance to hear your feature in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
This one features Mamani, who's in the center of the trio here in the studio. The song has a simple title. It's called Love. Let's hear another live performance from the band. Les Amazons d'Afrique are here in New York today. Let's hear another performance from Les Amazons d'Afrique. A little song and a little dance from Les Amazons d'Afrique here in our studio. The song is called Love. Once again, the trio of singers, Fafa Rufino, Mamani Keita, and Nyariu, and the band consisting of Thierry Fournel on guitar and Najib Benbala playing the turntables. He's our DJ, and Frank Baya behind our drum kit here in the studio. Nyariu, Fafa was talking before about the importance of communicating these ideas to the next generation. When you're talking to a large audience in Africa or around the world, there are many languages.
Yeah.
How many languages does this group sing in?
How many?
What was that? What was the language of that song?
This song?
Yeah.
Is Bambara?
That was Bambara?
Yeah, Bambara.
Oui, Bambara.
Yeah.
So that's one of, I mean, even in just in Mali, there are
many
languages.
Yeah, there's a ton of languages, yeah.
So can you all speak to each other easily, or do you use French for that? How does that work?
Some of the group talk Bambara. I know Fafa knows a lot of languages, like that's crazy. She speak like, I don't know, like 11 languages. Mamani also, she knows, because in West Africa you can change the country but have the same language.
Right.
So Mamani also knows some.
So a language like Fon would be... in
for
Benin.
Example, Fon, you can find it in Benin.
In Benin, right?
And where else?
Only in Benin, actually.
Oh, really? Fon?
Yes, Fon.
So I picked the one language that doesn't go.
No, you have
yeah,
it's kind of strange. Strange words, because you have Fon. Uh-huh. Fon is only in Benin, F-O-N.
Right.
And then you have Fan. F-A-N, and that one is in Central Africa, and then they speak Fan in Cameroon, in Guinea Equatorial, in like Gabon, and even in Congo a little bit. So
right.
This is why people are kind of confused because you're Fon and Fan, they don't know.
Okay.
You. So Fon is, I think Nyariu is talking about Fan, which is F-A-N, like fan club, fan.
Right,
and
right.
This one, they speak this language in Cameroon and...
Right, so the point is that linguistic groups don't follow the geographic borders, which many of them were drawn by colonial
exactly.
powers.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So how do you decide, Fafa, on a language for a song and when... Because sometimes you switch languages in the middle of a song.
Yes. First of all, it's talking about this Amazon music. We got the music first, so I have my own way to write my lyrics. I mean, the music gives me the language I have to use. Because it's kind of weird. I'm weird, actually, I know. But I mean, when I hear music, that's music talks to me in a language, and then I write my lyrics in that language. Like, I mean, the first song I wrote, the fight songs, I felt like I have to sing in Yoruba, Fon a little bit, and in English. So I put some broken English when I say, they want Pikini, body and soul. Pikini in broken language is little girl.
Okay.
Broken language is pidgin. There's
pidgin, yeah.
Nigeria, Ghana, and so. So this is the way I write. I think it's so personal, the way to write lyrics. It's so personal. So the music speaks to me a language.
Yeah, so it suggests a language to you.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the way.
Yeah.
Amazon project is something very, the fact is the things we are talking about are so deep, and I have my own story. We have our own stories about all this African women stuff. So it's crazy, but this is the way I write my lyrics. So in the same songs, you can have like 2-3 different languages.
Right. So that first song you said was in Yoruba, Fon.
Yoruba, a little bit Fon.
Fon with
not
the O.
Fun,
right.
Not
Fon.
Fun,
right.
Fon. And then
and
English,
a little
like
English,
one
a little
sentence
pigeon.
And, yes.
And what about, Nyariu, this next song that you're going to do called Smile, what language or languages will we hear?
French and English.
Oh, yeah. That's easy. Now, what's your native language? Which was your first language?
French, actually. I was born in France, but my parents both speak Fulani, so I understand fully and speak a little bit.
Now that's another language that crosses. I mean, don't you hear that language in Gambia and places
like that? Fulani is everywhere. In over 15 African countries. Yeah. It's really spread. Yeah.
Okay. Fafa, what's your first language of the 11 that you speak?
Oh, wow. My first language is actually Ewe.
Ewe.
Ewe, and they speak Ewe in Ghana because my grandmother is from Ghana and born and raised by her. So
okay.
Not born, but raised by her. So, Ewe.
And for Mamani?
Bambara.
First Bambara?
Yes.
First language? Mm. Okay. Well, we get to hear French and English in this next song. Once again, we've got Les Amazones d'Afrique here with us in the studio. Let's hear a piece called Smile.
Let's talk about now something really serious, yeah. Something really important.
Our future.
Something we need to take into our hands.
Our future.
'Cause it's our own.
Our future. Future.
It is our future.
Our future.
Our own future.
future.
Once again, Les Amazones d'Afrique live here in the studio. The song Smile is on their most recent album called Amazon Power, the second by Les Amazones d'Afrique, the Amazons of Africa. So, Nyariu, are you optimistic? Are you hopeful that a generation of young girls in Africa will hear this music and maybe have a different experience growing up?
Yes. I think they didn't wait for this music. And this music gonna make them believe in what they're doing and what they are fighting for. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think a lot of young women all around the world and in Africa are doing things. And it's hard. It's really hard. But they keep doing it because they believe in it. And hope makes us live. And if we don't have hope in the future, like, why...
Yeah, why bother?
Yeah!
And Fafa, you were saying before that you've already seen signs of change.
Yeah, definitely, because, for example, in Benin, I know that once a month, they do a kind of conference for teenagers, mm-hmm. and they have a possibility to talk about what is going on in their area, in their village, and you have, like, more than 100 or 200 teenagers with the parents, of course.
Yeah, right.
Little girls. And even sometimes you have like small little girls, like 5 years, coming to the conference just to listen, just to see. And you have the project videos to show them what is going on, what is happening in the other countries. Because this kind of conference, they started like 2 years ago, but now it spreads everywhere. So in Togo as well, and once a month, they do this kind of talk show, if I can call it like this. You have TV and, yeah, yeah. you know, and people come and talk, and they talk about what is going on in the area. And it's great.
Now, is it all girls and women, or do you get some men in there? Because I've had this conversation with Angelique Kidjo. You got to get the men on board, too.
No, it depends. There's actually things going on just with girls. Like, I know in Guinea, there's this group of women called the Club of, I don't know how to say it
we'll
in English.
In French.
In French, the Club des Jeunes Femmes Leaders de Guinée. And they actually just made a group of women from maybe 12 to 25, so they're really young. They spread all over the country, and they're going to talk to, for example, mother about genital mutilation.
Yeah, yeah.
They talk with young girls. They actually making actions to stop it. So, for example, when they know there's this girl that's gonna have genital mutilation, they just mobilize and save this girl from that. Mm-hmm. So, girls are doing the work. Like, they're not waiting for men. And, you know, it's a whole way of, you know, talking, communicating. Because you can't go and just be like, oh, it's not good.
Right,
who are
right.
you to say this, you know? So you have to actually explain what's behind all of this, why genital mutilation is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually dangerous for women. And I think it's important to have women from the ground, from the culture, that can explain it, because they will have the most perfect way to communicate it.
Well,
to others,
it goes back to language, right? You have the right language, the right
yeah.
way of expressing it, and
it's
you're part of the culture.
And yeah, and it's attitude. It's like yeah. respecting the culture, respecting
right.
the elders, and yeah.
Yeah. But culture isn't a dead thing. It's supposed to change. It's supposed
yeah.
to live and evolve. And
yeah.
So that is the idea behind Les Amazones d'Afrique. And once again, latest album called Amazon Power. It is out now. And Fafa, Mamani, Nyariu, and the band, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today. It's been a lot of fun. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You. Thank you for having us.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.